Can laughter actually help us to deal with problems better? Yes, definitely. When I spoke about laughter, the point was not to minimize laughter. My point was simply that if by tickling somebody laughs, that laughter itself is not happiness. Now, it's definitely true that if I am facing a problem, I can become glum and morose about the problem, or I can try to be cheerful, maybe have some humor, laugh, and deal with the problem in a more positive way. So, laughter is definitely a tool that can help us to see that life, that things are not all that bad. As I said, the mind often sends us on a horror movie where we said everything is gloom and doom. But when we laugh and we experience some joy through that laughter, we realize, okay, no, it's not the end of the world. Life is still going on and I can deal with it. So, laughter as a therapy is definitely helpful.
Yeah.
Now, there are always two extremes. Now, you see, in the last century, at the start of the 20th century, there was an increasing emphasis on the physical. If you look at the history of psychology, there is a school called behaviorism.
What?
Behaviorism. Behaviorism means people were simply reduced to their behavior. Okay, this is happening and this is the reaction. This is the stimulus, this is the reaction. So what was going on in people's mind that was neglected? And we were simply, human beings were in a particular school of thought treated like robots. You know, you press this button, this is a response. So on one extreme, you know, people, there is a tendency to deny the whole inner life. Now, we were simply treated as physical creatures, needed to be physically treated. So, our emotions play a significant role in how we function. Psychosomatic diseases are diseases basically when people are having disturbed minds, their body also develops disorders. So, our feelings, they definitely contribute to our well-being or lack of well-being. There's no denying that. So, one extreme is to say that our feelings play no role at all. That is an extreme. But the other extreme is to say that our feelings themselves are everything. So, laughter, somebody may say, oh, you have such big problems, why are you laughing? What is the point of laughing? No, laughter can help us to feel better and it can help us to deal with the problems better. But if there are real problems, laughter is not going to remove the problem. If I got a fracture in my hand, laughter is not going to cure the fracture. The laughter may help me to be more positive while the medical process is curing the laughter. So that way, laughter has a role. And essentially, if we become more spiritual, then we are able to see life from a broader perspective. And in that broader perspective, humor also plays a natural role. So, it is to say that humor or laughter has no role, that is one extreme. And the other is to say the laughter or humor is itself the solution, that is another extreme. We have to avoid both those extremes and in a balanced way, have a positive attitude and do positive things practically for dealing with situations also. Okay. Thank you.